Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us remotely, I guess. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How was your weekend?
Good, thanks. It was nice. Some good football.
Oh, good.
A lot of big investors, I don't know if they left Davos and their private jets, but they're looking at this diet pill, and you have a very contrary, you know, out of kind of an out-of-the-box subject this morning, but it's interesting. Take it away, Aaron.
Yes. So demand for a type 2 diabetes management drug, you've probably seen the commercials, it's called Ozempic. It has soared in popularity. You have people, celebrities, billionaires, they want this stuff, and it's called a semaglutide. So it's a type of drug, it's a GLP-1 antagonist. So it mimics this hormone in your body that reduces food intake, and then it cuts your appetite. And in clinical trials, it's shown to reduce your body weight by around 15%. It was designed to manage type 2 diabetes, obesity, but it has grown wildly in popularity. You actually had Elon Musk, he tweeted, because he says everything on Twitter, that he's taking Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, which is just a more concentrated version of Ozempic. It helped him lose weight. It's been alleged that Oprah, Adele, the Kardashians, many more have used this drug. It is flying off the shelves. People just love it. And as a result, people who need it to manage their chronic illnesses like type 2 diabetes are having a hard time getting their hands on it.
You know, that's a great, you know, first of all, I have so many different thoughts right now. I'm just going to say no talk show host commentary follow-up directly with you. I just think it's such an interesting story, you know. So it's serving a medicinal use. The people that need it can't get it because it's cool to lose weight versus exercise. I'm wondering if Moderna and Pfizer are the ones now running. I'm just kidding, Aaron.
I wouldn't be surprised, right?
All right, thank you, Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Make it a good Monday. Thank you.